But for right now, I want to tell you about this lady right here. Sherry Blair has been serving and empowering women, pre-retirees, business owners, and their families with financial services for over 23 years. In 1994, she began presenting powerful informational seminars and workshops to inform, support, and inspire women financially. As Sherry has taught me, women are living longer, and we need to be able to have the financial resources to live the way we want to live
right.
for all the years of our life. And Sherry, in fact, will be doing another event soon that in future shows we'll be talking about. Her events are amazing. The last one was at the Botanic Gardens, and in addition to learning about financial stuff that she taught us, we got to all create beautiful bouquets, and it was a really wonderful afternoon. Oh, and her husband's a chef, and he created amazing food, and it had all the perfect components. Sherry understands women, so I'm so delighted to have her here in studio with me today. Because some of you may remember a few shows back, I admitted that I failed the 2017 Retirement Income Literacy Quiz. And that quiz has 38 questions on it, all about finances after retirement. And I was so disheartened by how little I knew and how badly I failed. I think I only got like a 38% or something, that Sherry and I vowed that on each show when she came on, we would have her answer one of the questions from that quiz so we can all learn together.
Right.
So Sherry, welcome to the show. I'm so glad you're here because I want to increase my financial literacy.
Thank you, Paula. I'm so glad to be here. And yes, that's something for all of us to aspire to do, right? Especially after that, the outcome of that quiz, particularly
yes.
with women, right?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yes.
80% of the women
Good point.
Did not, that took the quiz,
mm-hmm.
did not pass the quiz.
Yeah.
Did not pass the quiz.
80%.
Yeah, that's
and
huge.
I was one of those. That is huge.
Mm-hmm.
So without any further ado, here's a question I'd like to ask you, and it happens to be question 24 on the quiz. We're not necessarily going in order. Nationally, who pays for the majority of long-term care expenses provided in nursing homes? Here's the choices for our audience. A, Medicaid. B, private payments by individuals. C, Medicare. D, insurance purchased by individuals. And E, don't know. I think that's what I answered, don't know. So who does pay for it, Sherry? How does that work?
Actually, the correct answer for this question is is answer A, which is, it says Medicaid, which in California is actually Medicare, okay?
Oh.
So we're not talking, about Medicare, it's Medi-Cal, I'm sorry, Medi-Cal. So it's Medicaid or Medi-Cal in California. And Medicare is something different.
Right. Medicare is after you're 65, right?
Right.
Okay.
So,
wow.
And you know, what's interesting, Paula, about this question, I think, is that a lot of people don't realize, you know, who really pays for the long-term care expenses, whether you're in a nursing home or assisted living or a skilled nursing or whatever mm-hmm. it is you might need. And only 33% of the people who took the quiz answered this question correctly. That's 33% of the people, which is
wow.
not many, right? So you're not.
Was that men and women? Only 33% knew that.
That was men.
And you know,
and
I have to say, I'm surprised because I would have opted for private payment. I would have thought long term care. Either the family jumps in and takes care of whoever's sick,
right?
Or you know, you pay for it privately. But actually, you can get help from the state. Is that correct?
Well, yes, you can.
Mm-hmm.
If it becomes or gets to that point and you have no other alternatives,
mm-hmm.
really, that's what it's all about. So many people don't realize that the majority of institutional care is paid for by Medicaid or Medi-Cal, okay? which we were just talking about.
Now, can I ask just a little aside question? If Medicaid is paying or Medi-Cal is paying, mm-hmm. do you get to choose the facility?
No. And that's part of what I want to share here is that so they only pay for care once a person has essentially run out of their assets.
Oh, so they make sure you use your own money first.
Absolutely. So, you know, when you talk about, this isn't a good thing. It's not a good thing to have to spend down all of your assets.
Exactly.
And then what happens is the care is then limited to those institutions that will take Medicaid or Medi-Cal. And if they have a bed available.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of ifs, isn't it?
Absolutely. So mm-hmm. you could be, let's say, in North County, San Diego, mm-hmm. and live there all your life, and you get to a place where you might need some assisted living, uh-huh. and you look around, and you go into a facility, and then of all things, you don't have enough. It only takes you for a year or whatever, maybe two, and you know you're living longer. So you spend all your assets down, and then you get a nominal amount, and you're able to keep it in a bank, mm-hmm. but that's very, very nominal. And then at that point, if you're still needing care, and if that facility can't house you, right, and with what Medi-Cal would pay, willing to pay for you,
right,
then you're just out of luck. Meaning, I say you're out of luck. They might send you, instead of living somewhere in North County, you might end up somewhere in East County. Mm-hmm. Way East County, you might end up somewhere in San Bernardino or whatever else. And let's say all your family's around here.
Oh, of course. They're not going to be able to just run over and visit you.
Right, right. So you're going to go mm-hmm. wherever there's first a bed available. Mm-hmm. And that institution or that facility has to take Medi-Cal.
So in a way, that this was a trick question because private payment by individuals would have to happen first. Is that right?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, and then mm-hmm. when you say, we have no more money left, we can't afford it, then the state jumps in.
Yeah, yes. Basically, you have to become what they consider poverty.
Wow.
Level. So you've spent down. That's why you have no, I mean, you, that's why you don't have any assets. You've spent them down.
Right.
And you're considered poverty level. That's why Medi-Cal mm-hmm. jumps in.
I see. And I would imagine the places that take the Medi-Cal are maybe not of the highest level.
No. Mm. No. And that's one of the big issues. And, you know, this is actually a huge public policy concern. Think about mm-hmm. healthcare. Okay. If that's not a loaded, word these days, right. and has been for the last several years,
right.
but think about how limiting or, you know, even with the changes that they've done and they talk about doing, there will be less funds available in that system to pay.
Oh, that's right.
And the problem is, the system is really taxed, and it's likely to grow because baby boomers are aging.
I know.
Because of baby boomers. And when I say grow, so there's going to be more people that are needing
exactly the help.
The help.
So that's draining the funds even more.
Right, right, right,
oh
right,
my.
Right.
That's
right.
a serious concern.
It's a very, very serious situation.
In 1 minute, can you tell us, is there any way out of that? Is there, what would be the most sensible thing you can do? Long-term care insurance or what?
Well, there are several things you can do. And long-term care insurance is one of them. Mm-hmm. But I would say the first thing to do is to do a long-term care or not long-term planning,
okay,
for your health, for your care, in the event that something happens. And that's a real issue because, for the most part, women are much more open and willing and happy or want to take a look at these issues, where
yes.
oftentimes men don't.
And they can do that with you at what number? How can they reach you, Sherry?
619-997-0416. That is 619-997-0416. Or you can go to my website, SherryBlairFinancialServices.com.
And that's Sherry spelled C-H-E-R-I-B-L-A-I-R. And after this break, we'll be right back with Sherry Blair again to give us question number two on the literacy test. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more Change It Up with Paula Shaw on AM 1170, The Answer.
Change it. Turn and face the strain. Change it.
Now, more than ever, it's important for women to understand why they need a financial strategy. Women tend to make less money than men, live longer, and face more financial challenges during retirement. Hi, I'm Sherry Blair. With evolving roles and increasing responsibilities, women are seeking out ways to become more knowledgeable about their finances. My life's work has been to empower women to make good financial decisions today to help ensure you have a bright future tomorrow. I'm here to help you learn more and to become more. Give me a call for your free no-obligation consultation or a second opinion at 619-997-0416. 619-997-0416. That's 619-997-0416.
Sherry Blair is registered with and securities are offered through Brokers International Financial Services, LLC, member SIPC. Brokers International Financial Services, LLC is not an affiliated company. California license number...
For those looking to improve their lives, there's nobody better to turn to than Paula Shaw. Paula helps people regain successful lives by identifying and eliminating self-sabotaging behavior using a multitude of mind-body techniques to identify and resolve their core issues. Working with a wide variety of healing modalities, she provides her clients with the most effective process for their specific needs. To book a session with Paula, call 858-480-9234. That's 858-480-9234.
Welcome back to Change It Up with Paula Shaw, brought to you by Sherry Blair Financial Services, and she is reachable at 619-997-0416 or at SherryBlairFinancialService.com.
Services.
That's plural. SherryBlairFinancialServices.com. And this is the woman you want to know because she's all about, she's passionate about helping women to grow beautiful financial futures. And today she's joining me to help educate all of us on the questions that were on the 2017 financial literacy test about retirement income. And she is, we've got another question for her right now. She just answered one in the last segment, so if you missed it, you want to be sure and catch this show on podcast. This question is number 23 on the test. What is the proportion of the population that is going to need assistance with activities of daily living, basically needing long-term care at some point? The proportion of the population that's going to need assistance with activities of daily living. So the choices are A, 10%, B, 25%, C, 50%, D, 70%, and E, don't know. Sherry, what's the answer?
Okay, this is a great question. Great question. Okay, the answer to the correct answer to this question is D, and that's 70%. So 70% of the population at some point is going to need some assistance with activities of daily living. And that, like you said, that means long-term care. Mm-hmm. Okay? This is really huge because, Paula, only 18% of the people surveyed in this quiz got this right.
I'm sure
and when you think 18% of the took the quiz, got it right, and there's 70% of the people living that are going to need some seeing this.
I was shocked to see 70%.
It is
the right answer.
It is shocking. Yeah, I mean, it's shocking for people that aren't aware of that, and then they take a look at it because they think, well, 25, even 50 sounds like a lot.
That's
50%. No, 70%. This fact points that the majority of Americans do need some kind or will need some kind of long-term care in their life. And the odds are so high that I like to tell people that everyone needs to consider this as an issue that is likely to affect them someday, or you know, or definitely people in their family.
No matter how healthy you are, how well you eat, or that you exercise and all that, it still at some point could be possible. And isn't excuse me, part of the reason because we're living longer?
Right. We live longer, right? We are healthier. And this speaks particularly to women, as you know, because I'm so passionate about helping women, educating, informing, and empowering them. Mm-hmm. Because oftentimes we end up alone, even if we're married,
sure.
If we have a mate or partner, we end up alone. So per the American College, which this quiz came from, they're mm-hmm. the one that designed this quiz, say that women as a group have much higher long-term care expenses.
Ooh.
And that is very significant, as well as they also live longer than men, which we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And we are also the primary caretaker.
Oh, yeah.
So what does that mean? What does that really mean, and what does that look like, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if we're living longer, if we're in a marriage, a spouse, or relationship or something, and our spouse, you know, something happens, they get hurt, or they need care, we're there to assist them, right?
Right.
And then if they pass before we do, and then we need care, who's there to take care of us?
Mm.
Who's going to do it?
That's a really good point.
So that's a very, very, you know, because women outlive men by three to five years. We talk about that.
Mm.
Did you know that 2/3 of all Americans over the age of 85 in our country are women?
Whoa, that's big.
Yeah.
That's big.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's really big.
So we're saying that most men don't live beyond 85. Is that correct?
Right.
The majority of those that live beyond 85.
The actuarials that look at those, yeah, numbers, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, what's so important, I think, is that, because we live longer, and we are the caregivers, then we're two and a half times more likely to end up in poverty because
good
of
point.
That.
Yeah, yeah.
And and depend on Social Security because we've taken time out of our life and we're not, let's say, in a position, in a job, in a career or something that we're paying into the Social Security system.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, we don't have the Social Security that so many men have, right?
Right. That's right. Not as big a check.
Right.
Come every
exactly.
Month.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And so consequently, we depend on Social Security
mm-hmm.
as women more so. And if we live, you know, if we're living longer, it just, there's, like I said, it's 2.5 times more likely to end up in poverty women are.
Mm.
And
bad news.
It is.
It's, what if a woman's never worked, Sherry? What if she was married to a man who had wealth and she didn't work? Does she get any Social Security?
If she's married to, yes, if she, yes.
So she's still, would get his if
yes.
he died.
She would get, well, while he's living, after she reaches at least 62,
uh-huh.
As long as he's at his full retirement age and taking Social Security, she's able to take half of what he takes. And then as she gets, you know, gets older, and if he passes before her, then it will bump up to what his was.
I see.
Yeah.
I see. So she does have something. But what's the high? Do you know offhand what is the highest level of Social Security a person can get? Or does that depend on how much they earn during their lifetime?
It does depend on how much they earn during their lifetime.
I see.
It does. But, you know, what people don't understand is that Social Security was designed, and it still is, to only help in the retirement years.
Right, not be the whole nut.
It's, you know, no, mm-hmm. no. And many people think, well, you know, when I retire, I'll get Social Security. Well, it depends on what's important to you
mm-hmm.
and, you know, in terms of how you're living.
Right.
Because Social Security, by all means, is not going to take care of
mm-hmm.
all of your financial needs, particularly if you get into a long-term care situation.
Exactly.
And if you need long-term care. It's just, I like to tell the ladies that if you're living alone, whether you're single, divorced, separated, or widowed, it's important that you do some long-term care planning. You know, look into it with a financial advisor, or a professional of some sorts, and consider what you can do, whether it's long-term care insurance or planning for how you can protect yourself in the future. You know, there's ways to, depending on, you know, what kind of assets you have and how they're, you know, how they're set up and so on and so forth, there are ways that you can use your own assets and self-insure, like you were talking about, and then you said something about private insurance, you know, the question mm-hmm. about private insurance earlier. So, you know, some people, if they're fortunate enough that they can self-insure, they don't have to worry about purchasing long-term care. And some people say, well, long-term care is too expensive, and so they'll probably be the people that if they need long-term care at some point will end up using Medi-Cal or mm-hmm. Medicare, mm-hmm. Medicaid. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but you can, you know, it doesn't have to be a long-term care insurance, but it can be planning your assets and your investments in a way that can pay for you if you do need to go to a facility sometime. Right. I mean, I can speak to this. I'm going through it with my mother right now, who is 85. Uh-huh. And, you know, her Social Security, by all means, would not take care of you know, 100% of her long-term mm-hmm. care needs at all. Mm. So then, you know, we looked at what her assets, because she didn't ever have any long-term care. Now, of course, I tried to get her to get it. And I, you know,
the shoemaker's children never want shoes, right?
Right. Well, she did want it, but my father was adamant about not getting it. You know, remember, my father, I mean, I've talked about my father a little bit on the show, and mm-hmm. he was adamant about not spending the money on the premiums. And right now, she's in a facility, and she's going to be there for the in some kind of a fashion or form for the rest of her life.
Wow. Whoa.
And the premium, I mean,
the average expense that a place like that costs?
Good question. It's going to be different across the country. Mm-hmm. Obviously, in California, you're going to pay higher.
Sure.
In certain areas, like obviously California, New York, you know, certain parts mm-hmm. of the country, you're going to pay more. But for her and her care, it's an easy $6,000 a month.
A month. $6,000 a month.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you say that times 12. That's so like, 72,000, right?
Whoa,
a year.
72,000.
And so if you don't have, you know, you could use, you know, somebody could use the Social Security that they had coming in mm-hmm. to bring that down. Mm-hmm. If they have other assets, you know, you could, you know, use that to bring that down.
Uh-huh.
So there are ways to do it, but, you know, it's the most important thing is to take a look at it, because what I always like to say is value your future comfort as much as you value your comfort today.
Oh, I love that. And so, Sherry, if someone wants to reach out to you to get help with all of this, how did they find you?
Well, they can call me at 619-997-0416. That's 619-997-0416. Or they can go to the website, SherryBlairFinancialServices.com. And if you go there, I am giving away a Empowering Today's Woman, which is a booklet that will help with these kind of decisions about Social Security and long-term care planning and so on and so forth. So
perfect.
Come check us out. Yes.
All right. Thank you. And thank you so much for being with us again today and for educating us once again about financial literacy. Sherry Blair, my appreciation and gratitude.
Oh, thank you, Paula. Just love it. Love doing it and being